Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Steel Nation Radio, brought to you by Total Sports Enterprises. I'm Mike Palaya of SteelNationAssociation.com, where we cover the Steelers 24/7 while bringing you, the Steeler fans, together in an effort to raise money for Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. Go to the site, read the articles, listen to the podcasts, and so much more at SteelNationAssociation.com. As you know, you can also catch my work at steelcityunderground.com. So make sure to go to that site as well. Read the articles from all of the great columnists there. Listen to all the podcasts and get all of your Steelers information that you could possibly need at steelcityunderground.com as well. So I have basically been in hibernation since the loss to the Jags. I've done one show since then. But I felt like it was time to kind of come out of that slumber and discuss what's going on in Steeltown in terms of the Steelers. Obviously, we've got the draft to discuss. We've got the Ben Roethlisberger situation to discuss. May or may not touch on Le'Veon Bell if we have time. Not a whole lot there, I suppose. But just wanted to throw my opinions out there on everything. And kick it off with the draft, because that's what happened before, of course, the Roethlisberger comments, which we will get into and talk about quite extensively, I think. So first of all, I did not like the Steelers draft as a whole. Surprise, right? I know a lot of people didn't like it. I think there were some that did. Were there some decent picks? Yeah, of course, there were some decent picks, but I think by and large, they failed to address what this team needed to address. And I know that they've had some free agent signings in the offseason, but I do not think that those signings were good enough to ignore the needs of this team, specifically at inside linebacker. And honestly, at outside linebacker, they could have used a pick there too. They did not do it. They addressed safety in the draft. They got Terrell Edmunds in the first round. They got Marcus Allen in the fifth round. So they have depth there. I like Edmunds a lot. In fact, if you read my article leading into the draft, I did predict the Steelers would take him, but I did predict he would be drafted by them in round two, at the end of round two. Look, I mean, there's no such thing as a draft expert, but I am one of the furthest things from it when it comes to predicting drafts. I mean, some of these guys study it and that's their job. I don't do that. So I don't know that he would have fallen to end of round two, and they obviously liked him. I did know that. And they took him. I have no problem with them taking him. They needed to address that safety position. He's a really good player. He may have been overdrafted, but I'm okay with it. I'm okay with the pick. That's one pick that, you know, maybe a little bit reach there, but okay. They got somebody that they needed that can step in sooner than later, I think. And he's a little bit of a hybrid where I think he can play a little bit of that linebacker spot. And perhaps they were taking that into consideration as well. The drafting of Marcus Allen in the fifth, I mean, he's a Penn State guy. I get it. I do think they needed depth at the position. They cut Wilcox because of that, which saved them $3 million. That's fine. I don't know. I would have liked to have seen something different pick there. And we'll get to rounds two and three. But since we're talking about safeties that were drafted in rounds one and five, okay. Marcus Allen, okay. I just feel like, considering they did not draft any linebackers in the first four rounds, although they didn't have a pick in round four, they could have found somebody there. And again, I'm not going to say who. I don't know, but there had to have been somebody there that they could have plugged in at inside linebacker in round five. That may have been a better pick than Marcus Allen. We'll go towards the end of the draft before I get up to the top again. Jalen Samuels, fullback, stupid pick in the fifth round. I don't understand it. I mean, fullback / tight end / running back, I guess. I don't get it. They did not need that pick there. He's not going to be the replacement for Le'Veon Bell when Le'Veon Bell leaves. I don't really think they need to worry about another tight end, quite honestly, with Vance McDonald and Jesse James. I'm more than happy. I think they should be more than happy. I don't think they need to worry about a backup running back as long as Connor comes back, and maybe that's an issue there. but I think Connor is a very good backup, and I still believe that Connor can be the starting running back for this team in 2019 when Bell is gone. I really do. I don't get the pick of Samuels at all. I don't like it. I think that there are some that do. I don't. Joshua Frazier, the defensive tackle out of Alabama in round 7. Nah, he's depth. I don't think he'll make the team, honestly. If he does, maybe he's going to go practice squad. Just not overwhelmed by it. If we fast forward back up, or rewind, I should say, back up to the top of the rounds, James Washington in round 2, very good wide receiver out of Oklahoma State. Very good wide receiver, Biletnikoff winner. But that became necessary because you traded Martavis Bryant. And I think Martavis Bryant is better. I really do. He had a very solid year last year for coming back off of a year of suspension. I mean, yes, he did create some drama. I actually fully believe he would not have created the drama this year. He wanted to go out and get paid after this year. It wasn't going to be by Pittsburgh, and I know that they wanted to get something for him. They would have gotten a compensatory pick, by the way, after they lost him. Granted, it wouldn't have been until 2020. And I know that Kevin Colbert said they felt like they could get the value now to help this team. We'll cover that. But I wouldn't have done it. I do not think that at the very best case scenario, Washington equates to Martavis Bryant. So you didn't do anything there. You did not help this team this year by making this pick. This is a team that you need to build this year and maybe for next year because the Super Bowl window is now. Not worried about 5 years from now, right now with this team. This team is built to win now and was missing a few pieces for right now. Defense is the most important thing that they needed to address. Yes, they got the safeties, but that's it. That's it. James Washington, great. He may turn out to be fantastic. But they have Juju already. They have Antonio already. They had Martavis already. This was not a pick that was necessary this year. I don't even think they needed to draft any receiver. I know some people thought they did. I don't think they needed to. And I think this was not a smart pick in round 2. And it was made necessary because of the trade of Martavis Bryant. With that pick that they got from Martavis Bryant, they drafted Mason Rudolph. I'm going to come back to that in a second after I cover the offensive tackle out of Western Michigan. I'm going to butcher his name, but Chukwuma Okorafor. Best way I can pronounce it. Hope it's close to correct. Actually okay with that pick. You do need to add offensive line depth. I think that was a very good pick in round 3. I'm fine with that. I'm going to skip right over that and go back to Mason Rudolph because we have the whole Ben Roethlisberger situation building off of that. The pick that they traded Martavis Bryant for, they turned into Mason Rudolph. Now, I think Mason Rudolph is a pretty good quarterback, I do. And I know the Steelers had a first-round grade on him. Nobody else did, but the Steelers did. Steelers are usually very good talent evaluators, so I'm not going to knock their grade on him. What I'm going to knock is similar to what Ben said. It's a third-round pick. You can use that pick on something this team needs now. This is a Super Bowl window. A future replacement for Ben Roethlisberger is not something that this team needed to win now. Did they eventually need to get that replacement? Sure. It wasn't this year. Roethlisberger already said he wanted to play 3 more years. That already came out. Now he's saying 3 to 5. Look, I think that's a little bit of a jab at the Steelers because he's obviously hurt by this pick. He's obviously a little bit insecure by the pick. I don't think he needed to come out and try to throw them under the bus in the way he did. He's not the first to do it. He's not the last. But he's right. This pick was unnecessary. And I think it was a wasted pick. So now you're looking at James Washington, wasted pick. Mason Rudolph, wasted pick, in my opinion. Terrell Edmonds, maybe drafted a little bit high. Marcus Allen, potentially a wasted pick. Jalen Samuels, a wasted pick. Joshua Frazier, probably not going to make this team. Okorafor, good pick. Definitely a good pick. And look, I'm not saying that these guys aren't going to be impactful in the future. But again, you're trying to win a Super Bowl now. And I feel like the guys you have now, a lot of them are young enough that they're going to be here for the next 3 to 5 to 7 years as well. And you can fill in the needs later. This is the window they needed to fill for the Super Bowl run. They didn't do it. There is no linebacker on that list. None. That's frustrating to me. That is extremely frustrating that they did not address that. And I know that I'm a few weeks removed from this, but I'm just coming out of the hibernation, so to speak. And I need to address my thoughts on it because I think they bombed this. The best grade I could give them would be a C. That's best case scenario because they did fill the safety position. They did get some offensive tackle depth. That's really being generous in my book to give them a C. It might be a C minus, a D plus, based on what they needed to do to win now. Now, we could look back on this in 3 or 5 years and say that this was a hell of a draft, but I don't really worry about that right now. Now, in terms of Ben, he's right, people. Like, I've seen, you know, comments around social media, and I've read articles, or, you know what, tangent alert, articles. I'm putting quotes around articles. There are a lot of these people that write quote-unquote articles that are complete garbage. They're articles written about somebody else's article. And they just say, oh, well, this is what so-and-so said in their article about Ben Roethlisberger's opinion. Why do you read that stuff? I hope you don't read that stuff because it's garbage. It's complete garbage. I refuse to even dig into those articles. I see the headlines and I already know what kind of junk is going into that stuff. There are some of these blog sites that put it out there. I do not put that on my site. It does not go on steelcityunderground.com. That stuff is garbage. Please don't read that stuff. It is a waste of your time to read somebody stealing somebody else's work. Just read the original piece. Anyway, I go back to this. Where was I? I don't even know where I was now. I went on that big tangent. But basically, in terms of Roethlisberger and Mason Rudolph, what Roethlisberger said is correct. Did they waste the pick on Josh Dobbs last year? I like Josh Dobbs. I know he was a third stringer, but they're not going to keep 4 quarterbacks. They're not. So Roethlisberger's safe. Mason Rudolph is safe, which means that either Landry Jones or Josh Dobbs are going to have to go. Landry Jones is the better backup quarterback, quite frankly. He's the better backup quarterback. So that probably means that Josh Dobbs goes. So what this third round pick means is that when you traded Martavis Bryant for this third round pick, which we'll just call Martavis Bryant for Mason Rudolph, you also traded Josh Dobbs, who I think is a pretty solid quarterback, quite frankly. Or you traded Landry Jones, whichever one gets cut. That's what you did. So now, was it worth it? I doubt it. I seriously doubt it. What Ben Roethlisberger said is correct. Are they saying they screwed up on Josh Dobbs last year? So then basically you traded Martavis Bryant and a 4th round pick, if you want to take Dobbs out of that and just say the 4th round pick last year. They traded the 4th rounder and Martavis Bryant for a 3rd rounder, which is Mason Rudolph. I don't think that's good value right now. Not when you're trying to win. Not when you have an inside linebacker and outside linebacker position to still fill. You didn't do it. So, you know, you need to forgive Ben for his opinion of saying, I wanted that pick to be used on something that could help us win now. Did he need to take the jabs that he took? Nah, probably not. But I don't think it's a bad thing for a leader of the franchise, the face of the franchise, the best player arguably in the history of the franchise, certainly the best quarterback this team has ever had. With all fairness to Terry Bradshaw, there's no debate. It is Roethlisberger. It's okay for him to come out and voice his opinion. And if he's telling you he's going to play 3 years, I don't know about the 5, you don't need to go get Mason Rudolph this year. You don't. I don't care if the Bengals were about to draft him. I really don't. If he went to Cincinnati, are you really that worried about what kind of quarterback he's going to turn into? Really? It's about the system, guys. It's about the development of the player. Cincinnati doesn't do that. You need to believe in yourself a little bit more, Pittsburgh. I just don't think it was necessary this year. And I also don't think it's necessary to lambaste Ben for his comments on this. It's ridiculous. No, he shouldn't be expected to go out of his way to mentor Rudolph. Now, he didn't have to go out and say, I'll just point at the playbook, because he did kind of take, now I'm basing this on what I've seen and heard, but he did kind of take the Rudolph comments out of context in terms of Rudolph saying, He doesn't need to go to Ben to learn. It's upon himself. And I think that that was a pretty admirable comment by Rudolph, quite frankly. Ben basically said that since Rudolph doesn't need him, he'll just point at the playbook. You know, I'm kind of paraphrasing there. I don't think that was appropriate because that is not what Rudolph was saying. But Ben also has a point in saying that Landry Jones, as a backup, part of his job is to develop the other backups, the younger ones. That's true. That is not Roethlisberger's job. Everybody wants to say, oh, well, Roethlisberger shouldn't talk because of Tommy Maddox. No. Tommy Maddox was the starting quarterback. He did not want to lose his job to Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger took it in the second game of his rookie season when Maddox got hurt. If Maddox didn't get hurt, you think that Maddox would have been sitting there and mentoring Roethlisberger that year? No, that wouldn't have happened. You know who mentored Roethlisberger through those first several years? Charlie Batch, that's who. Charlie Batch was not a starting quarterback. Charlie Batch was a second and third string quarterback that took Roethlisberger under his wing and mentored him. And I guarantee you Roethlisberger would tell you that. And so what he's telling you about Landry Jones is not inaccurate. Did Brett Favre mentor Aaron Rodgers? No. I don't think Bledsoe mentored Brady, as a matter of fact. And I know Joe Montana didn't mentor Steve Young. So you can't expect Roethlisberger to say, yo, that's great, I'm going to go ahead and mentor my replacement. No, he's right. I'm going to go out, I'm going to get ready, and I'm going to try to win Super Bowls because that's what my job is, that's what my legacy is, and that's what the city of Pittsburgh wants. Anyway, I could go on and on there. I've been off the air for quite some time. I came out of hibernation, as I'm calling it, to talk about this draft that I'm not happy about, to address this Ben Roethlisberger situation that I think is getting blown completely out of proportion. I think by the time we get to training camp, the drama will be centered around Le'Veon Bell and not all of this other stuff. He's going to hold out, guys. He's not going to play for this team after this season. I would be shocked if he did. But right now, I think that we'll hold that off until the end of July or early August. I hope to be back before then, but I think that that's when that drama will start. Until then, thank you for listening. I'm Mike Palaya of SteelNationAssociation.com and SteelCityUnderground.com, and I will talk to you guys soon.